M15 is a globular cluster. It is just off of, I know I always say this one wrong, Equus, E-Q-U-U-I-E-U-S. It is just off of that. And that is just right beside Pegasus. So if you take Enif and Pegasus and Delta Equus, draw a line between the two, about halfway between the two and a little bit to the south of that line, you will see M15. M15 is a nice little globular cluster. If you can find HD 204509, which is almost directly on the line between the Delta Equus and Enif, then you should almost have M15 in your field of view at that point with a wide eyepiece. Now, with my AR-127, I'm using a 13mm, 68-degree field of view wide eyepiece at the moment to look at this, and it's a very nice, very distinct little target. And once again, this is another one of those that doesn't have a whole lot around it to distract from it, so you can spend some time really looking at it. Even though tonight I've got about 80% of a full moon and it's straight overhead, so it's washing a lot of stuff out. Even with that, it's a nice little target. This is one I definitely want to go back and take a closer look at later. But you've got one star up and to the left of the cluster, fairly close. And then from there, you've got one directly to the left and then one down and to the right. The brightest star in the field of view is up almost to the edge, just barely to the right a little bit, but straight up. All in all, a very nice looking little globular cluster.